coughing furiously, "Is this the last cough I'll ever have?" Yesterday, somewhere around early afternoon, I started to cough. Nothing made it stop. I could hear as my neighbors, even people on the street, were listening, "Here is another victim of the epidemic." I've been imagining this ever since this thing started, back in March. An interesting tidbit, for me it started during my exercise class. One of the participants, an 80-year-old woman, Pearly, was coughing. I never came back to the class. In fact, a week later it was cancelled indefinitely. Of all the people who were in the class, the only person that came down with the virus was Pearly. She recovered, thank you very much. But every time I cough, I think people listen the way I listened back then, oi. Here we go. Another person bit the bullet. Lol. I think it's funny. I think it's funny how the human mind makes acrobatic jumps without much foundation at all. Anyway, as I was coughing, I was also sweating. Which I never do. I don't sweat. Birth defect, I think. I don't thermoregulate that way. But I was sweating, and I was starting to get worried. This past Saturday I went out with my friend, and exposed myself to other people, so I could have gotten the virus. Did I? I was asking Source, and Source said, maybe. I asked, can you tell? No, said Source. WTF? Source doesn't know COVID from Adam. It can tell that it was a virus that was ravaging me, but what virus, it said it didn't know. I asked, if it is co-whatever, will it kill me? No, said Source. I am old, and my lungs suddenly measure 10% health. Last time I checked it was 60%. So I didn't want any intelligent person would do. I went to bed. It is a better place to sweat. It is better to let the body work without having to expend energy on reading, watching Netflix, or ahem, working. In my case, on Labor Day. I sweated through the rest of the afternoon and all through the night. I sprayed my throat with Dr. Schultz's throat spray, taped my mouth, and let my body deal with the sweating, being uncomfortably hot, yet not exposing my body to wind. So I don't worsen what I already have. Did you say that any intelligent person would have gone to the emergency room? Source dares to differ. Most things can be cured by simple bed rest. That is what the doctor's answer would have been anyway. Or some stupid pills. That would tell my immune system that it doesn't need to work. This is what you have been doing all your life, just trusting your human body, and trusting some pills. Stupid as a stupid does. It's next morning, and I am not sweating. In fact, I didn't sweat the last 2 hours in bed. I was hungry, also a good sign. Source said, eat something easy to digest. I opted for eggs. I still feel a little scratch in my throat, time to spray it again with throat spray. It wasn't, likely, the co-whatever. Shall I go out and exercise today? Source says, no. My body is still better off focusing on healing itself, getting itself rid of the virus. Okay, good for you, Sophie, but would this have worked for everyone? Source says, no. Why? Because everyone is on a different level of personal health. One thing does work for everyone, stop eating immediately. And drink copious amount of energized water, if you have it. Plain water if you don't. No tea, no juice, just water. Get to bed. If you like, take a shower or a bath. I didn't. But as soon as you towel off, go to bed, and cover yourself head to toe. Tape your mouth if you normally do. It forces you to breath only through your mouth, and whatever you breathe in will be body temperature, so you won't cause more damage than you already have. Send for your health measurements. The numbers will pinpoint if and whether there is a big problem that you need to deal with. I will be able to see if you should, in fact, contact a doctor. Or if you can handle your ordeal without one. I am not the expert. It is Source. Source speaks through me. I've been able to nip some big brewing troubles in the bud for people, you won't be the first. Get your starting point measurements. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/your health measurements.